it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bulletin.
The Bulletin this morning is with one Ben Strang, and Ben Strang will be a pretty happy man. Of course, the Phoenix. Let's start with the Phoenix. They couldn't do much more, Ben, than they did the other night. 3-0 over the top of the MacArthur side. But I just think that the way they handled themselves and handling the big occasion augurs well, even if they don't win the Premier Plate. I think playoff action could be very interesting.
Yeah, I think people here in Wellington are buying up these Adelaide jerseys as much as they can just for this week, even if it costs them $100. They'll be wearing red on Wednesday night, hoping that they can tip over Central Coast. It is a fantastic season. It is what every Wellington Phoenix fan has been hoping for a very, very long time, is to see their side competing at the top of the table, right at the top of the table, having a chance going into that last week. Of course, you'd like to have it sewn up with weeks to spare, but sport's such a wonderful thing when you have that hope and you have that chance going into the business end. So your Wellington fans, very, very happy. I didn't get to go to the game on Saturday night, but I was taking young Mo the dog out for a walk on the hills of Wellington at the right at the end of the game. It was sewn up. It was 2-0 already, so I took the dog out before going to bed, and I could hear the roar of the stadium when Oscar Zawada scored the penalty in the 92nd minute. It was that loud. So a beautiful still evening in Wellington, and obviously a lot of people there to support the team.
15,000. I'm thinking playoff action closer to 25, maybe. Would that be the case?
I'd say so, yeah. I was talking to about it with a lot of football fans, teammates and that sort of thing here in Wellington, and most of them were going on Saturday, but the general consensus was you can't miss any of the finals footy. So I think as soon as that comes around in a couple of weeks' time, obviously a nice little week off, but then as soon as we're hosting a finals game, I think that Wellington will really get behind it. It will be one of those events that Wellington sports fans don't want to miss. And it's been a good time for Wellington sports fans, because you've got Hurricanes top of the table despite the loss. You've got the Wellington Saints top of the table. You've got the Central Pulse top of the table and the Wellington Phoenix top of the table. It's a very good time to be a sports fan in Wellington.
And the Firebirds?
Well, the Firebirds, let's talk less about them, but it is the off season, of course.
I'm just trying to think, and we're talking some high profile sports with some fairly understated coaching staff. I mean, you're talking to a couple there who are in their first year as head coaches, and Chiefy, we spoke to him this morning, fairly quiet, sort of a rooster by the look of it, and I look at his mannerisms on the sideline, he looks pretty relaxed about the whole darn deal, and Clark Laidlaw, of course, coming, although a bit of a stumble, Ben, at the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Just on Chiefy, like, how lucky is it that he decided not to go back to law? I know before the season he's thinking, oh, I'm going to go back and be a lawyer, then the football opportunity comes up and he thinks, oh, I'll stick around. How fortunate are we that he decided not to go back and study the books and, all that sort of stuff? That's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, in terms of the Hurricanes, what a shame, I guess. It's a strange turnaround after the, Brumbies get absolutely thumped by the Blues and then turn around and beat the Hurricanes. But they just didn't seem to turn up As much as the Brumbies might have played well, the Hurricanes just didn't seem to turn up in the way that they have so often this season. I think it'll be just a short-term stumble and they'll get back on top of things. But certainly Clark Laidlaw has done a very good job. I don't know if this was expected to this level, coming from, you know, sevens to turn this team into a real juggernaut is pretty impressive.
Can you hear the horses coming? The Crusaders horses, can you hear them coming?
I'm not too worried about the little Crusaders horses, the little ponies down there. I think they're going to have a pretty tough season. They might have found a little bit of form, but it's hard to climb the mountain this late in the season, isn't it? Sure, they'll always be a threat, but I think we should just enjoy the fact that the Crusaders are where they are. The only downside of course, is like... I wonder what listeners think, but I just do not care about rugby at the moment. I think the product is pretty poor. I don't think rugby's doing a very good job of trying to attract fans. And so I just wish that the Crusaders sucked when people actually cared about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm the only one, but it just rugby isn't doing it for me at the moment.
Is cricket doing it for you? What about that result? 2-2 in Pakistan.
That was a very surprising result. I was actually very impressed with a few of the performances from players who I think are on the fringe, may be trying to earn that slot in the 2020 World Cup. Will O'Rourke, for instance, I think, you know, he'd already gone up so far in my estimation in just a matter of months. And to go over there and bowl as well as he did, I think this kid is on a crazy trajectory, considering he's only been playing at sort of first class level for just over a year. He is a fantastic talent and one that we really need to keep our eyes on. And hopefully he'll be on the plane to the 2020 World Cup. Although I suspect that those pace bowling stocks, there'll be some interesting decisions to be made, I think.
Okay. Well, does Ben Sears come into that? Ben Sears played against Australia in those T20s at Eden Park. I just wondered, does Ben Sears come into the mix?
Yeah. So this is where a squad of 15, I'm sure they're going to pick four seam bowlers. And the first two names you're going to pick are Matt Henry, who is world-class, and Lockie Ferguson, who you know, can be world-class on his day, but that searing pace is very useful. Then I just wonder where the next two spots are going, because if Trent Bolt is fit and available, how can you not pick Trent Bolt? He's the left-hander who can swing it prodigiously. Tim Southee may be the biggest wicket taker in 2020 international history, most successful bowler in 2020 internationals, but he's not the Tim Southee who got to that point and is ever so slightly off the boil. So when you've got Ben Sears waiting in the wings and Will O'Rourke waiting in the rings, who is going to be that fourth seamer is my question. I suspect they're going to go with the experience, but if I were the selectors, I would be going with, personally, I'd go with Will O'Rourke. I think he's just got a little bit extra about him compared to Ben Sears. And then I would be I'd try to bring both of those guys on the plane as reserves, because you want Tim Southee's experience, don't get me wrong. But perhaps not in a playing capacity for this tournament. And Ben Sears, if somebody does fall over, you probably want to pull him in, because, again, that pace and something extra that he has is something that would be valuable.
In terms of the rest of the makeup of the side and who might force their way back, Michael Bracewell gets back in anyway?
Oh, I think he's a lock. I think he starts every game. I think when you got Michael Bracewell and you got Mitchell Santner in the squad for every game, spinning it both ways on West Indian pitches, which should rag, when you've got people who can spin it in both directions, that's extremely valuable, and they can both score plenty of runs down the order at a serious clip. So I think they're both locks.
Okay. And what about a Jimmy Neesham? Is there room for a Jimmy Neesham and a Tim Seifert, or do we just put it all on Devin Conway if he's fully fit and back going?
So I've written down a squad. I don't think Tim Seifert would make it, despite the performances and how much he's played. I don't think he would make it. I think Finn Allen comes back in if he's fit, and he'll open the innings with Devin Conway. Devin, may have been ruled out of the IPL, but my sources say that his thumb is coming along well and that he would have played in the IPL if it weren't for a wee exercise and concern about some other injuries in the squad. So I think he's going to be absolutely fine. I think Jimmy Neesham will play, even though he's in that funny contract status where he's not contracted. There's just so few players who you can bring in batting at five or six with two overs to go who you think could hit a six first ball they face. And that's Jimmy Neesham. And if he is needed with the ball, then he's more than capable. Hopefully you don't need him, but he can bowl as well. So I would absolutely be selecting Jimmy Neesham.
Anyone else who's made a statement? Does Robinson do enough in his outings? Anyone else in that new group that you saw, Foxcroft maybe?
I think it's just too soon for some of these other guys. I think Tim Robinson will play a lot of international cricket for New Zealand. I think this comes probably 6 months to a year too soon for him to get on the plane. But otherwise, I think it's just going to be the usual heads. I mean, Kane Williamson will be there. I think Mark Chapman is terrific and will be on the plane as well. Glenn Phillips will surely be there. Basically who you would expect. The other one is Ruch and Ravindra. I don't think he's droppable now for New Zealand. So if he's available, then he'll be on the plane as well. I just don't see them making any major changes ahead of the World Cup that would be out of the ordinary.
Okay. Cool, Ben. Thanks for your thoughts there. Much appreciated. And you have a mighty fine week. Let's hope Adelaide can front up on behalf of the Phoenix. And from your point of view that the Hurricanes, who you are playing a sport that you're not like watching at the moment, can actually turn it around very quickly and just get over that speed hump. It's 10:52, folks, and that was Ben String. Have a terrific week, mate, and thank you very much for your time. We'll be back soon.